USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In Florida, a horrendous crash in the final lap of the Daytona 500. Ryan Newman's car flipped. He's rushed to the hospital after the fiery crash on the track. Denny Hamlin winning the race and in an interview with Fox saying, number one, we are praying for Ryan. The very latest now on the coronavirus. Delta Airlines warning passengers who are on Delta Flight 611 on February 6th from Honolulu to Japan about a Japanese couple who are on board who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. 200 passengers on board that flight receiving alerts from the airline. Right now, almost 75,000 people diagnosed with the coronavirus around the world. More than 1,700 people have died. And President's Day observed in the United States. Banks, the post office, and Wall Street closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
While hundreds of Americans now off that quarantined Princess cruise ship in Japan because of the coronavirus, some Americans remain in that country. Ken Frazier from Oregon telling CNN he's still on the ship, his wife Rebecca being observed at a local hospital.
It makes things really tough. Today was looking really good. We were getting excited. We might be going home. You know, hours after that, it's just back down worse than what we were before. It's basically an unknown until she can test negative.
Rebecca Frazier telling CNN she still can't leave the hospital.
It was like a punch in the gut. I was so sure that this was going to come out negative. I was so sure. It was devastating. It really was. Like, we had, like, a pretty clear picture in our minds what was going to happen, and it just got shot to hell.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the places President Trump's stopping out west, Arizona. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump is heading to Phoenix, Arizona for a campaign rally this week. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally says she's excited that the president is coming back to Arizona to help her reelection campaign.
He came out to rally for me in 2018. The first senator he endorsed in 2020. There is a lot at stake.
McSally also shares with Fox News who her Democratic opponent, Mark Kelly, announced he will support for president.
My opponent this week confirmed that he would support Bernie Sanders and the Democrat socialist agenda if he's the nominee. And we need to make sure we don't let that happen.
I'm Tim Berg.
The Democratic candidates all piling on latecomer Mike Bloomberg. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Campaigning in Nevada over the weekend, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar all targeted billionaire Mike Bloomberg, accusing him of buying his way into the election and making it clear they're eager to take him on in a debate. Klobuchar says,
I think he cannot hide behind the airwaves and the money. I think he has to come on the shows, and I personally think he should be on the debate stage.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. The Democrats will have caucuses in Nevada on Saturday. There are no Republican caucuses this year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.